What we're going to do, because Mike Kliss may have to jump off here in just a few seconds, is to go right now to Mike Kliss, our Bronco Insider, presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook, McGill's Hotel and Casino. Mike, good morning. How goes the general manager search?
Yeah, it's a little quiet. I think they're discussing moves now. They've interviewed five. Dave Ziegler popped off.
Right.
Sandy, the way I read this is there's one guy who's GM ready, and that's George Payton.
Yeah.
Champ Kelly, Terry Fontenot, Brian Stark, who are remaining,
right,
seem to be a couple years away. They're a couple steps away from the big chair anyway. You know, not that matters. Elway went right from being John Elway to GM. Peyton seems to be like he's he would be the Broncos guy. The problem there is Peyton has been a top one or two candidate for the last 4 or 5 years. He hasn't taken any job. He's had a couple offered to him. He hasn't taken any. And now the Lions are after him. And the Lions have Chris Spielman, who's their kind of overseeing the process.
Yes.
And Rick Spielman has been the guy Peyton has worked for the last 20 years.
Yeah.
The last 14 with the Vikings. So I think it's a real delicate situation with the Broncos. The Broncos, my read on this is the Broncos but very quietly have to try to wrap up George Payton before anything comes out that they're interested in him. I think Champ Kelly is someone who's now, because the Bears lost, I can see the Broncos being interested in him as filling in on the Matt Russell role.
Okay.
With maybe an enhanced title. That's a possibility. But they're still discussing. They're still strategizing. And it's a little difficult now. Joe Ellis is definitely highly involved, overseeing the process along with Elway. But Joe's mom just died yesterday. And obviously that makes things a little more difficult as far as the hiring process also. So
right.
It's moving along, but I think these are going to be a pretty key next 24 to 36 hours in the GM search. If it doesn't, what's really going to throw things into a kilter, I think, is if they can't secure Peyton. And if they can't do that, then where do they go?
Yeah.
Because these other candidates seem like they're, again, a year or two away.
And that includes Stark, right? In your
yes,
view.
That includes Stark. Now, Stark, I think, was a reward for a job well done. He's pretty far away as a college scouting director. Plus, when you've had four consecutive losing seasons, you want external eyes. You want an external plan. You don't want the same plan that he was raised on. But Stark, and the way this process works, Sandy, you know, you got to get your name out there in the hopper. You got to get in the hopper for a year or two before you're seriously considered. So this kind of gets the ball rolling for Brian Stark. And, you know, and he was excellent. I heard he was very impressive in his interview yesterday morning with the search committee. But I really don't think he's a serious candidate for the job this year with the Broncos.
You mentioned the next 24 to 36 hours. I know these aren't ideal circumstances for the reasons you just outlined, but what would be the best case scenario as far as a timetable is concerned for making this hire?
Arranging to have Peyton and Champ Kelly fly in tonight, meet
okay.
with him tomorrow.
All right.
And have the hire, you know, with so many teams out there needing GMs.
Yes.
I see the dominoes falling here in the next 24 to 48 hours.
Wow.
You better get your guy.
Okay. You better get your guy then by Wednesday.
Yeah. That's the way I'm reading it.
Last year, the Broncos said, Vic Fangio said, there would be no changes on the coaching staff. This year, he said the same thing. Do you think that there is a better chance this year that actions will match words? And that we won't hear in a week or two that Tom McMahon is moving on or something?
I guess I do. Piecing it, you know, the Brandon Staley was a surprise, and boy, did Sean McVay pick the right coach.
Absolutely. What a defense.
Man, I mean, he's the coach of the year will go to, the Cleveland guy probably. But,
he's got a shot.
Brandon Staley should be the coach of the year, you know, or assistant coach of the year. Whatever.
I think so. I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think you're right. Dable's up there, but I think good argument because that's a top five defense. Now he's got Aaron Donald, and you can't go too far wrong with Aaron Donald. But as a successor to Wade Phillips, state of the art, Staley did a hell of a job this year. And he's doing
Aaron
a hell
Donald.
Of a job.
Yeah, they had Aaron Donald last year too, and the Rams defense wasn't very good.
Right.
Yeah. So, and Dable got Josh Allen to, just his brilliant work. You're right. It's probably Dable. Dable and Staley were the two great assistant coaching jobs of the year. So that was a surprise, and I don't anticipate, frankly. Vic Fangio doesn't have a whole lot of young up-and-coming coaches that fit under that category. Yeah. Zach Azani at receiver and Ronaldo Hill in the secondary. Otherwise, these guys are the entire coaching staff. Qualifies for the senior discount at Denny's, and so I don't see too many other guys getting pilfered. As far as, Skane Garrillo, I was hearing that they weren't pleased with him, but Fangio did say that he was coming back along with, everyone else. And then they met 2 weeks after the season, and Skane Garrillo had a chance to stay, and Fangio didn't like what Skane Garrillo said during that interview.
Yeah.
And then Shermer was available, and they went ahead and made the switch, and I just saw that Skane Garrillo was let go again. So I don't know what's going on. There must be just something about if Skane Garrillo's got a little stubbornness, and I know he is stubborn, and he's devoted and dedicated to the Kyle Shanahan offense, and any deviation from that he may struggle with. And so I think that's basically what happened, why they didn't anticipate making a move at offensive coordinator, but events happened. This year, same type of thing. I do not think there will be any changes with the coaches, but stay tuned, I guess. It is what it is. Everything's so focused on this GM.
Yeah.
That it's hard to even look over there on the coaching staff right now.
Yeah, it really is. And we'll let you run on this, but is there, within reason, and I know there's still a great deal of certainty with the pandemic, but is there sort of a plan that they've set out for Drew Locke coming here in the offseason that you know of from a coaching staff point of view? Anything he was told by Shermer, Shula, Fangio, Elway, anybody about what he should do in the offseason coming up that perhaps he wasn't able to do last year after March?
First of all, I was a little, I talked to Fangio after the media press conference, sat down with him for a one-on-one with Nine News, and I asked him, this year, Locke was the only guy who got the set of car keys, and then they built the whole team around Drew Locke's success.
Right.
the receivers, the running back, Gordon, in free agency, the right guard in free agency. And I said, will that be the case this year? It's Drew Lock or bust again in 2021. And he said, I'm going to wait till to answer that question in total until we get the GM. And the GMs during this process, Andy, have been asked about Drew Lock specifically.
Really?
They've been asked about all the positions.
Yeah.
You know, and basically they go through the roster. But Drew Lock is a topic. And I'm not privy to what these GMs are saying.
Right.
It will depend. I think the overall belief is there's nothing going to be available, no one available in free agency or via trade that's going to be better than sticking with Drew Lock and his development for another year. The draft may be a possibility.
Right.
Going after a top-tier quarterback, you know, that's what the Vikings have done while Peyton has been there. You know, they went after Sam Bradford in the middle. He didn't work out, and they kind of stumbled into Keenum. Then they went after Kirk Cousins. So that's been their MO for the Vikings. So if it's Peyton, maybe he does go that route. I don't know. But as far as Drew Lock's development, I'll say this. The only thing I know there, he's already asked to get in the weight room. He wanted 1 week off. He wants to get in the weight room starting next week.
And get stronger.
I think they're telling him to back off just a little bit more. I do think he's planning on working with Jordan Palmer out in California in the offseason.
Right.
Drew's going to put in the work. The deal with Drew mostly is handling decision-making under pressure and accuracy outside the hash marks.
Yep.
And, you know, some of that's got to be play calling also. And we'll see. You know, one thought I heard was look what the Browns did for Baker Mayfield. He wasn't very good last year. And all of a sudden they turned that whole offense over to Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt.
They got him an offensive line, too.
And they compliment. They basically, Baker's now the compliment, not the the answer. And he's had a heck of a year. And that's what I think they need to do with Drew Lock. Drew Lock has to be a 25 to 30 pass guy versus all the games that he had this year. I looked at his game logs. Couldn't believe how many times he threw 40 times. And, you know, some of that's a function of them being a hop behind, of course.
Yes.
But he has to be a 25. He has to be a 18 for 25 for 220, you know, 230 yards.
That's about
one touchdown. One touchdown and no interceptions.
Yeah. Yes. Cut down the picks. Although, you know, you lead the league with 15 picks. You know, it's a different time in the NFL. Interceptions aren't as easy to come by anymore. Very interesting stuff, Mike. We appreciate it, as always. Thank you.
All right, Sandy. Thanks a lot.
There he goes, Mike Kliss, our 9 News Broncos Insider, presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook, McGill's Hotel and Casino.